One of the key team building skills is promoting events. If you don't get your people to events, whether it's a big training, a national training day, or a local small group training, or a social event, or any event at all, if you don't get your people there, then we're not going to lift their motivation levels, we're not going to lift their conviction levels, that we're not going to lift their belief levels. And if we don't lift their belief, their inner conviction and their motivation, we're not going to lift their action levels. So if they're not taking action in seeking out customers, we're not going to get sales. If they're not taking action in seeking out leads, we're not going to sponsor distributors. And so your business will stagnate. It's just not possible, in my experience, to take the place of an event when it comes to raising somebody's motivation levels, their inner conviction, their belief levels. It's only events that do that. So our key skill is getting our people to events. I get a lot of people who are just starting to build their teams say to me, "Oh, I haven't got any team members here again. And did you promote it?" I say, "Well, I told them all." As if just by telling people it's on, that's somehow enough. Just by sending an email with the information, that's enough. Well, it evidently isn't enough, because if they're not showing up when you've given them the information, then surely that's evidence that we need to do something else. And the thing that we need to do is learn how to promote effectively. So, how do we do this? Well, first of all, we have to see it from our new distributor's point of view, or our existing distributor's point of view. They are going to be making a buying decision. So let's analyze for a moment what a buying decision is. Whatever we're buying, whether it's a frozen chicken or a new car, or we're buying a holiday, we are going to evaluate two things. One, we're going to evaluate the benefit to us, and we're going to weigh that against the cost to us. So on the one hand, we've got the value, the benefit. On the other hand, we've got the cost. We naturally seek out what it's going to cost us first. So, in most people's minds, when it comes to a buying decision, they will evaluate the costs even without knowing what the benefits might be. And of course, the natural tendency then is that the costs will outweigh the benefits. So, for us to help people make a positive buying decision, we need to sell the benefits. And we sell the benefits by personalizing it to that person, knowing what that person wants to achieve from their business, from their life, and showing them how by attending this particular event, they're going to learn the things that they need to learn. Or they may be associating with a team of people who are going to help them achieve it. Or it's just going to be a lot of fun because they enjoy fun and they join the business because they want fun. Of course, it depends on their personality, and you'll be able to really hone this technique by learning about different personality types. See the video that I've posted on my blog, or if you've been to one of my trainings about personality types, then you'll know that different personality types prefer different kinds of benefits. And so we sell the benefits that that particular personality type would prefer. We sell it in a way that they will take the information on board. And if we know what they personally want, we'll be able to link their personal goals to this event. By doing that, we are elevating the benefits in their mind. You know, we always need to answer the question before it gets asked, what's in it for me? And we need to make sure that that person goes away with a clear idea of what is in it for them. And we don't just do this once. We may mention it each time we speak to them, leading up to an event, until they've made the appropriate buying decision. Even if they say no at first, we can then leave it and mention it again and come round to it from a different angle. Because ultimately, if somebody sees that there's a real benefit in it for them, then the costs will become irrelevant. The costs, as far as let's take a big national event are concerned, there's the cost of the ticket, there's the cost of travel to get there in money terms, but also there's a big cost in time terms, as far as taking a day out to go to the training, the traveling time involved. We have to counterbalance those costs with the benefits, with what somebody's going to get out of it. The more we can personalize that, the more we can make them see this is really worth it for me, then the more likely we are to get our people to events. And if you get your people to events, you'll get them motivated, you'll develop their inner conviction, you'll develop their belief, you'll develop their knowledge, you'll develop their skills, and you will help them to develop a business. And if they're building a business, you're building your business. And it will all hinge on your capability of promoting events.